Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
At the stadium, Vinny schmoozes in luxury suites.
From the left, dear, one serves from the left.
Whatever's gotten into you, Calpurnia?
Haney posts up in the bleachers.
You're all curved in! All of you!
The only place to catch Vinny and Haney together is on 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. So request Thursday, pick a song, we'll play it. 410-583-1057. Send your request. Plaza Port text line. Starting now. Get your votes in. Featured artist Friday. It's a disco inferno, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Bob Andy, Vinny Serrato. By the way, Super Bowl 45 is on NFL Network. Super Bowl the Ravens should have been in. But we'll get into that later in the show. Because they would have pulled New York's pants down. Their asses would still be red from that spanking. But, you know, they didn't. They ain't. And that's what it is. All these years later, Orioles, however, they're putting on some real-time spanking, at least to the Twins, as they sweep the series. Cedric Mullins walking off two-run jack off of Jacks in the bottom of the ninth, and for the first time this year, to not necessarily talk about the Orioles, and we'll get his opinions as we always do, talk about what's going on down on the farm. From OriolesHangout.com, he is on the Maryland Sports Commission fan hotline. Welcome back, Tony Penti. Tony, what is up?
Hey, guys. Good to be back. Thanks for having me.
Well, appreciate your time, and we know you're a busy, busy man. Let's start with John Means first. He gets shelled yesterday by Norfolk, or at Norfolk. It was one of the crazy names who I turned the box score off. Sorry about that. But either way, he got lit up. His earned run average is over 18, gave up two homers, didn't make it out of the first, couldn't get more than one out in the first inning. So results eventually, Tony, I'm assuming are going to have to matter. But how's the health and where's the velo and the location right now?
Yeah, you know, the velo right now is not bad. I was looking last night at the Statcast information, and he was, you know, hitting 93 and sitting kind of where he normally does in the 91-92 range. So that was fine. It's just location for him. You know, he's still trying to get the feel for everything. He's not getting a lot of swing and miss. That's a little bit of a concern, the quality of stuff. You know, obviously, we're used to that changeup getting a lot of swing and miss. I don't feel like he's got the feel of that pitch back yet. You know, and I'll be honest, you know, the pitching right now in AAA is having a lot of problems with the automated strike zone. If you know right now, I think Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, they are now using a full automated strike zone. The rest of the times they have challenges. They can challenge the umpiring. So realistically, the pitchers have to throw strikes now. They're not getting that ball off the plate. They're not getting those kind of calls they've gotten in the past. The calls they get in the major leagues. We've seen Jackson Holliday get behind in counts because there's pitches that are balls, you know, a whole ball off the plate. They're being called strikes against him that in AAA, they were not getting called. So right now, it's really tough for pitching. If you look, I think the Tides have a 660 ERA as a team. The hitters are killing it. So there's a little bit of something going on there in AAA that I think they're going to have to figure out as they decide whether they're going to bring that that strike zone up to the major leagues.
Now, as the Orioles evaluate John Means, because hopefully he's going to be in the rotation within a month, and I know Mike Elias said by the end of April, does that get taken into account? Again, it's a results-based business, and I know the exit velo isn't all that great, or his friend, but do they look at these sorts of things when they're evaluating? Because it's a very processed thing for the Orioles, and they do it as well, if not better than anybody. We're like, you know, when he gets to the majors, the Angel Hernandezes of the world are going to call that a strike, which right now is getting called a ball, then he's getting shelled.
Yeah, 100%. They've been doing that in the minor leagues for a while. They had the data even down at the lower minor leagues, and that's why they had the whole swing decision thing with their hitters. They weren't worried so much. They were like, hey, if you strike out and the ball is a ball, they actually count that as a plus for them. They have a whole system that they decide. So I'm sure they do that with the pitching as well. So I don't see that being an issue. They're just looking for the quality of stuff in the location. It's to get the movement. And what I've seen, the movement at times is okay. It's not consistent. And right now the command obviously is not very good for him down there. So, definitely I think that gets taken into consideration.
By the way, it was the Jumbo Shrimp who put the hammer down on Norfolk and John Means yesterday. Tony Petit, OrielsHangout.com, joining us here on the Fan Video at Haney, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. All right, who's next coming up? Aside from John Means, obviously, Cade Povich has been outstanding. McDermott's got a high upside. Two guys acquired by Mike Elias a couple years ago at the trade deadline. Albert Suarez was brilliant yesterday. I don't know if that sustains itself. It is what it is. But of the guys that are down in Norfolk, because I'm guessing nobody from Bowie's about to two-level up, Tony Pente, who's next? Because they're going to have to fill a hole here or two in the rotation in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, definitely Cade Povich is the guy that's pitching the best in AAA right now. He's actually been pretty amazing when you look at his stats versus everyone else. I think he has a 1.19 ERA. It's very low. He's been dominant. He's been striking guys out. He's had good stuff. He's a little bit of a high pitch count guy. It still takes him 80, 90 pitches to get through five innings, but that's kind of what you see at the major league level too. The problem is he's doing it against AAA hitters, so you're going to have to take that into consideration when he is going to be pitching against the major leagues. But he gets a lot of whiff, and that's really what they're looking for. That's what Suarez was doing in the minors, even though he was really good. His stats didn't look great down in AAA, but when you looked at his first couple of innings, he was really, really good, and then he would kind of get, when he got to about 60, 70 pitches, he was having problems. And I thought last night, or yesterday, Hyde did a great job of, he was getting close to that area where he started having problems down AAA. As soon as he got up there, they were pretty quick on the pull, and I thought that was a great call on that. So I think Povich is that guy that's probably next. McDermott is walking a guy in innings still. Not excited about that. He does get some whiff too, but he's got to get those walks under control. And quality of stuff for him is great, but it's just way too much walks right now from pitching side. So those are the two big guys that are down there when you look at from a starting. Bruce Zimmerman's just kind of chugging along being Bruce Zimmerman. I think it spoke volumes that he didn't get pulled up. He was on the 40-man roster, and they brought up Albert, Suarez, and Suarez clearly was ready and did a great job. So, not a whole lot down there that's ready to come up and help, but Povich is probably that next guy up.
All right, last thing, Tony, down at Norfolk, Connor Norby. We know the bat plays. I mean, he's hitting over 300 right now, OPS at 900+. How's he adapting to corner outfield stuff? Is that his friend right now?
He's gotten better. He's getting better out there. He has been playing back at second base again since Jackson Holliday went up. He's going back and forth a little bit. So he's still getting some second base in there. But, he's looked okay. He's tracking the ball better than he did. He looks more comfortable out there Occasionally you see him boot, you know, which surprisingly seems like the ones he's booted are the ones that are like line drives to him, which are almost like, you know, ground ball ones that he's booted more than, you know, fly balls in the air. So I think he's coming along pretty well. I'm starting to get more comfortable that if he was out in the outfield, that you'd be okay with him. I do think that he needs more, you know, like anybody else, still learning it. And it's a big jump to get up to the majors when you go up there, because you get those high second tier stadiums. And we saw Kowser last year had some problems making that adjustment. And then this year he's been fantastic.
Hey, Tone, what's your concern level with what you've seen thus far of Holiday?
Well, you know, I'm not concerned overall because I know Holiday is going to hit, you know, and obviously nobody thought he was going to come up here and do as bad as he has. I'll be honest. I think that the umpiring hasn't helped him. I mean, he's just been brutalized with bad pitch calls, getting him left behind in counts. They've been pitching him like he's an all-star. Everybody was throwing him, you know, change-ups early in counts, throwing breaking balls away. Yeah, I don't think he saw an actual four-seam fastball. I think he saw like one in his first 10 or 12 at-bats. I mean, that's just ridiculous. I mean, they're just throwing him crazy stuff. So, he's going to get everybody's best, and he's going to have to make those adjustments. He's a very good hitter. He's going to make these adjustments. Yep, he's been getting – he got dominated in a couple of at-bats yesterday and didn't look good. But those were some guys that could throw the ball, and they were – I'll tell you, I don't know how many times I've seen pitches against him where these guys are just hitting the corners. They're throwing perfect pitches. He swung it through some hittable pitches yesterday. But when I say hittable, it just means that they were in the zone. They were fastballs. But, you know, hey, 98 to 98. I think he's going to be fine. I'm not worried about it. He seems to be taking it okay. He's not getting too frustrated. And it helps that the Orioles are winning while he's been going through these struggles.
Tony Petty, OriolesHangout.com. Tony, I'll tell everyone about the website. And if they haven't been there yet, I don't understand what their problem is right now.
Yeah, definitely. Come over to OriolesHangout.com. Go to the forums. The message boards is really where all the action's at. It's where a lot of the information gets pushed out. That's where I push all my minor league information and stats. Prospect list that you can watch. It's kind of a power ranking, so you want to know who the latest and greatest are, who you should be following, go ahead over there, check out the forums, and get all your information.
Sure, it's a lot of rational discussion as well, Tony Petty.
Always, just like your call-ins.
Correct, Tony Petty. Always great to talk to you. Have a great Thursday. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Talk to you then.
That's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, whip around. Tons going on. World of sports, NBA playoffs. The play-in tournament continued on the east side last night. Maryland Terps going home. Another Baltimore guy might be, because their best player got hurt, and we'll get into all of that and more. NHL playoffs. We know the Caps are playing. We'll give you an update on what the schedule looks like for them and all the other stuff that we're going to talk about here on this April the 18th, including some pretty cool stuff in Orioles history. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Total request there.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Vinny and Haney's Whip. Brought to you by Fox Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. The best crab cakes in Harford County. 105.7 The Fan.
Time for the whip around here on this Total Request Thursday. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. NBA Eastern Conference play-in stuff happened last night. Up in Philadelphia, after some early struggles, a hero came out of nowhere.
Batum fakes, Batum fires, and hits. And this place has come alive.
What's it, 2014, all of a sudden, Nicholas Batum, who averaged 5 points a game, he hit six threes last night and scored 20 points as Philly came back from an early deficit and they beat the Miami Heat. They advance 105-104 to the NBA playoffs officially as the seventh seed. They'll get the New York Knicks, which we'll talk about tomorrow over the weekend. But Philadelphia is in. Haywood Highsmith, Archbishop Curley, Baltimore. He had a strong stat line, 9.6 boards, 3 assists. 3 steals, a block shot. Big news, however, happened during the game. Jimmy Butler got hurt, MCL. Yep. Missing weeks was the diagnosis today. So Jimmy Butler will not be around as the Miami Heat. Tyler Hero at 25 in the effort for the Heat. But 131-116 was Chicago. So Miami plays Chicago for the right to be the 8th seed and then play the Boston Celtics. For the Hawks, Bruno Fernando, Maryland Terrapin, 5 points, a board, and an assist. How about Kobe White dropping 42 for the Bulls? So they're moving on. Well, they get Miami. Philly's got New York. Now, coming up tomorrow, and we're going to have some NBA playoff fun for you here on 105.7 The Fan and our sister station, 1300 AM The Bet. All these letters get me all confused, man. Bulls and Heat tomorrow at 7, and then the Kings at the Pelicans. Bad news for the Pelicans, no Zion Williamson. Yeah. So no Jimmy Butler for the Heat. They're still favored by 1.5, according to ESPN Bet. And the Kings are laying 1.5 at New Orleans. If I was a betting man, and I am, I wouldn't touch that Bulls-Heat game for some reason. I don't know why, but I'm all over Sacramento like a Kmart suit. Over New Orleans, so we're getting close to that. The NHL playoffs, not 100% set yet, but matchups are coming together, like the Caps, Vinny, at the Rangers coming up Sunday at 3 o'clock.
Yep, Sunday, 3 o'clock. And the Caps have split with the Rangers. So what? And the Rangers are high-flying. You know, I mean, they got guys that can score. They got great goaltending. And, you know, they got that 6'8 dude that likes to fight everybody. So the Caps are going to have to win. I'm guessing for the Caps to win, they got to win low-scoring games, and Lindbergh's got to be one of the three stars of the game.
Other matchups that are etched in stone in the Stanley Cup playoffs, Islanders are taking on the Carolina Hurricanes. What do you think of that one?
That one's – Carolina's good. You know, the Islanders are one of the hotter teams down the stretch here, so being hot going down the stretch, it's a good – Carolina would be favored, but I wouldn't be shocked if the Islanders won.
Toronto at Boston. Maple Leafs, longtime Stanley Cup chokers here.
And, Bob, I don't know how many years in a row that they've been playing, but Boston wears them out. So,
thinking like 400 years, man.
Yeah. So Toronto's got to get over the hump and beat Boston. Boston, if it was me, a betting man, they wanted to play Toronto. They didn't want to have to go play Florida. That's why they lost their last two games.
A little tank action going on here.
That's the way it looked.
Tampa Bay, speaking of Florida, Tampa Bay taking on Florida in the Battle of Florida.
Yeah, that's going to be both teams are good. Both teams can score. You know, Kucherov just got his 100th assist. Florida with Tkachuk there, they're good. That's going to be a hell of a series. And that's what Boston didn't want. They didn't want to have to go play Florida.
NHL news, too. Coyotes, Gonzo.
Yeah, I was listening.
Going to Salt Lake.
Last night when I was driving home last night, I'm guessing because Phoenix was playing their last game at home against Edmonton, and I was listening to the end of the game, and they were having, like, the players were coming, because it was the last game there for players, staff, everybody, you know, so the fans stayed. It was fan appreciation night, and they were throwing pucks, hats, the GM, everybody was on the ice, Bob, talking to the fans and stuff, because why? They're all going to Salt Lake City.
ELE, everybody. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It is the whip around on this total request Thursday. Today is April the 18th, this day in sports history. About 1998, the NFL draft, Madison Square Garden. First pick in it.
1998. Was it a quarterback or an offensive tackle?
It was a quarterback.
Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning out of the University of Tennessee, Hall of Famer, two-time Super Bowl champion. Ryan Leaf went 2. Andre Wadsworth went 3. Charles Woodson went 4. If you're wondering, Dwayne Starks was chosen by the Baltimore Ravens at pick 10 out of Miami. How about a little pick 6 in the Super Bowl? Dwayne Starks, really good player for the Ravens over the year. Randy Moss, Alan Faneca, also chosen in the first round. Two Hall of Famer. Where were you in 98?
98, I was in San Fran.
Well, let's see what the old 49ers.
Who did we take? R.W. McCorders?
Oh, yeah. How'd that work out for you?
R.W. Who do we want? We wanted somebody in Philly, took him right in front of us. Who'd Philly take?
Offensive
lineman.
Let's see. Kansas City had the 27th pick, and they took Victor Riley out of Auburn.
Yeah. R.W. was all right. You know, he didn't have the great speed, but that's when I was pissed at Gruden's dad because he was giving all of the information to his son, who was the head coach when he was coaching at the Eagles, and the Eagles were drafting dudes right in front of us.
Well, that's bogus, man. All right,
and you know what I learned from that, Bob?
What's that?
Hire the son, not the dad. You know, because the dad protects the son.
Let's get to 1983 Orioles history, Memorial Stadium. Orioles 4-1 over Cleveland. Jim Dwyer, 1 yard. The Demper had 2 ribbies. Rich Dower, 2-for-3 with an RBI. Scott McGregor, complete game 7 hitter for the win. 2014, Nolan. All about you, baby, up at Fenway Park. How about old Scopolo? Going 4-for-5 with 2 ribbies. Nelson Cruz had 2. Nick Markakis, 2-for-5 with a run driven in. Chris Tillman got the win. Can you believe it's been 10 years since Nelson Cruz and Nick Markakis played games for the Orioles? I thought Nick Markakis was going to be a lifer. He wasn't, but he helped to win the division that year. And he helped to win that game 8-4 at Fenway. And then a year ago today, down in D.C., Austin Hayes drives in Ryan Mountcastle with a single. Dean Kramer goes 6 2/3, 4 hits, shutout, ball, 6 Ks. Felix Bautista, the Mountain, gets the save as the Orioles shut out the Nats. 1-0. That was a year ago today. Current day Orioles, they just sweep the Twins, including yesterday's walk-off 4-2. Cedric Mullins going yard to get it done. And then we got Suarez coming in here out of nowhere and doing some great things. That was incredible to watch. We'll talk about that more with Mike Bordick, our colleague from Baltimore Baseball Tonight, and also Oriole Hall of Famer. And then a funhouse trip, Nolan McGraw, coming up at 12 o'clock. News from the Nats. Going to hear more from Roquan Smith, Tyler Linderbaum, and Scott Elliott. How much do you bench? We'll be talking about that.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Yeah. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Coming up at 12.
Different sports, different teams, different opinions. There's one place to talk about them, and it's on 105.7 The Fan. Don't go anywhere f***ing else.
Gideon Haney, 105.7 The Fan, total request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Send your request, plausible text line, 410-583-1057. Get your votes in for Featured Artist Friday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Orioles off today. Oasis, by the way. They just swept the Twins walk-off style. Suarez was just like, where'd this come from all of a sudden? Here to discuss that and more, our colleague on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. He's Oriole Hall of Famer, joins us every Thursday. He is Mike Bordick. Bordy, what's happening, buddy? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, man. Boy, nice sweep over the Twins. Another pretty good day today. So a lot of good things happening.
All right, Mike, we're watching Albert Suarez pitch, and we were on the air as it was happening, and I told Vinny earlier, I actually said it to him as we're watching the game. It started at 105. I'm like, is that 98? Was that 97? I thought he's going to come in throwing changeup after changeup. He was blazing fastballs, painting corners, and you've been around the league for a long, long time. For an unexpected debut, where would that one rate for you?
Wow, that's got to be right up there at the top. I mean, my gosh, the guy hasn't pitched in the big leagues in, 7 years? I mean, and then all of a sudden to burst on the scene like that. It must be the water in the Orioles clubhouse, because it seems like every guy, you know, that gets an opportunity really steps up. And you know, I think the organizational philosophy, where they are, in the minor leagues and then up in the big leagues, everybody just, you know, believes in themselves. They want to be a part of this and contribute. And Suarez was just the next man up that impressed everybody. So, yeah, kudos to him. And man, I'd like to see him go at it again.
Now, we talked before the season, Bordy, about the Orioles bullpen. And Craig Kimbrell, all well, nothing to see here, please disperse. Are you pleasantly surprised by what you're seeing so far? Granted, it's only April the 18th. A lot of baseball left to be played, blah, blah, blah. But the bullpen, the upside is what right now? Dylan Tate's kind of pitching every other 3 days, it seems, right now.
Yeah, no, I think they've gotten off to a really good start. Yeah, a lot of those guys stepping up. Colom seems to have picked up right where he left off last season. Just a really good breaking ball and typically throws strikes. Well, he had his first walk yesterday of the season. But, Cano looks as filthy as ever. That changeup is devastating with a fastball that got to be one of the best sinkers in the game right now. So they look strong, and which is good. I think getting off to a good start, you know, obviously helps your confidence and the belief that, you know, these guys can stay together. I think if there are a couple, you know, rusty parts, it would be hard. Guys would be kind of questioning what's going on out there. But everybody's contributed to the early success the Orioles have had. And I think everybody wants the ball, you know. And to be honest with you, everybody's getting the ball, because Brandon Hyde is not afraid to go to that bullpen and go to his main guys either. And I've always, you know, worried about that. I think the Orioles, you know, pitchers, the bullpen especially, you know, they get used quite a bit, especially the big guns out there. So, you know, at some point, let's hope for starters to you know, keep eating up some innings and giving these guys a few breaks here and there.
Mike Bordick joining us, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, our colleague, Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Also, Oriole Hall of Famer doing some awesome stuff as an all-star, playing in some championship stuff himself. Jackson Holliday, 0-for-3, 3Ks, 0-40 batting average. His MO has always been plate discipline. He walks a lot. What are you seeing here, Mike, watching him kind of scuffle? Everyone assumed once he got the first base hit on Sunday, be off the schneid, off to the races. He's kind of went back to the struggling at the plate and seeming, I'm not saying he's confused, but the pitchers obviously have his number right now.
Well, they do. But I think most of this game, and we've talked about this before, it's just such a mental game, right? And so now the obviously everybody's eyes are on him, and he wants to do so much to help be a part of this winning team. He sees Gunnar Henderson step up there and hit home run after home run. You know, he's seeing these Jordan Westberg just mashing right now. Every ball he hits is hard. And, you know, a lot of these young players that are just major contributors on a successful team, and he wants to be a part of that so bad. I think he's just trying a little too hard, you know, and it's hard to pull yourself back. And, you know, it was Mike Flanagan that said, try less, you know, or try easier or something like that. So, you know, it's hard to kind of get yourself in that mental headspace, especially when you're a young player playing a new position in the big leagues. You know what I mean? I mean, he's thrown over there at second base, and I've watched him, you know, on some of the replays. He doesn't know where to go yet, you know. So, and I don't know if the infield coach Manzolino's reminding him about his positioning, because there's always some place to go on a baseball field. And you can tell he's still just trying to process where he's. So there's a lot of stuff rolling around in his head. And the fact that you're at the big league level and everything is magnified, and, you know, every pitch is important, every defensive play is important. And I think he takes a lot of this to heart, and he's just trying just a little bit too hard right now.
Bordy, it kind of reminds me of, like, in football, if you're thinking too much, you can't play fast. And that may be part of his issue. You know, he's thinking so much that he just can't be himself and play like he normally plays.
That's it. That's the name of the game, man. You're exactly right. The ability to relax up there, trust in all your preparation. And it seems like, especially as a younger player or a player that's struggling a little bit, even Austin Hayes, I feel like, is kind of in that headspace, which isn't a good headspace right now, because, you know, if an umpire makes one bad pitch to get ahead in the count, or one bad call, and all of a sudden you're behind in the count, you just start going, oh my gosh, just human nature, here we go again. And you can't settle in at all. You're just thinking of all the wrong things that are supposed to help you relax. And it takes a while to actually become a pro at that and understand it. And, you know, I think, you know, the best advice he can get, and he probably gets too much advice first and foremost right now, but is just to just trust the work you put in, right? Because, you know, he works hard at everything. And I know all these guys do. They go in and they get their work in the batting cage. They study video. They go out and get their ground ball work all the right way, and just trust that and go out and play, man. Play like you were in high school 2 years ago. Right? He's just such a young kid. It's hard. I can't even imagine thinking right now. But you're right, man. You can't play if you're not relaxed and trust in all the preparation you put in.
Hey, Bordy, when you see a lot of stolen bases on their defense, you know, is it pitching? Is it the catcher with slower release? Is it the new bases? What do you see?
Well, I think it always comes down to the pitcher, you know. You know, his time to the plate has so much to do with that. I'm not going to credit the stupid bases. That just blows me away that they made bases bigger. It's one of the worst new things. I just don't even understand it. But no, I don't think it's because of the bases, and I think our catchers do a nice job. I think they all have quick releases. I think just a lot of times, you know, pitchers are just a little bit slow, and whether it be you know, I don't know what. I just know that Buck Showalter, when he was the manager of the Orioles, he made sure were under a certain time, so they were quicker to home, and they practice it all the time with runners on base. And he wouldn't even let guys come up to the big leagues if they didn't have the proper, you know, time to the plate. So, you know, I think Orioles pitchers have to understand that. And I just think the running game is a little bit different now. And I think pitchers might get complacent thinking that just because of the new strategies in the running game, but you got to control it or guys are going to continue to run. And that could be a weak link on this Oriole team.
He's Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick, our colleague here. I almost said Mike Boddicker because I was trying to say colleague and Bordick thing. You know how I roll there. Bordy, Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick. Baltimore Baseball Tonight brought to you by Sabo Auto Parts. Mike, always appreciate the time on these Thursdays. And we'll see you in a couple of weeks down at Pickles because the Yankees are coming to town there.
All right. Sounds good. Can't wait.
All right. Thanks. It's Mike Bordick, everybody. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, how about a funhouse trip quickly? And then we got news from the Nets coming up here at 12. Buy or sell, 12:15. And more draft profiles coming up. Offensive tackle, area of need for the Ravens. Plenty of candidates to choose from. Is the guy we're going to be talking about at 12:30. Does he fit the bill? You'll find out.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Find out then.
Vinny and Haney on your home for sports. 105.7 The Fan.
Got a request Thursday. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Get your song request in. Plaza Sport text line at 410-583-1057. Nolan's got you covered. Get your votes in. Featured Artist Friday. That reveal coming up. A little less than 2 hours. From now, Orioles are off today after sweeping the Twins. Now off to Kansas City, taking on the better-than-you-thought Royals. News from the Nest coming up top of the hour. Got draft profile coming up later in the 12 o'clock hour. And since we're not going to get to the funhouse here, we'll do it at 12:45. Cordell Woolen going to be joining us for some NFL lunch as well at 1. But let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Ellicott City. It's Kevin. Kevin, what's up?
What's good, Vinny and Bob? How y'all doing today?
Hey, Kevin. How you feeling, man?
Doing good, man. Pumped up for the Orioles. I was talking with Nolan about it, but I just wanted to share a quick thing from my point of view. Jackson Holliday is amazing. That swing is unreal, man. I would just love to see the man keep the beak of the helmet pointed at the contact area where he hits the ball, but he's just creating so much torque. I think his head's coming out, but props to that young man for processing the 5 million do's and don'ts of the game of Major League Baseball. And he'll survive. He's breathing and he's swinging real hard. When he hits that bomb, it's going to go off.
Oh, no doubt.
So, you know what I mean? He's going to rock that place, but real excited for him. But I asked Nolan, how do we even do anything with, like, pitching and wish lists? Like, do teams do anything with that? Maybe y'all can help me understand that better. Like, don't we kind of got to run what we brung right now?
Well, thanks, Kevin, because we're tight on the top of the hour. Yeah, they're assessing things and probably already have been, like every other team, not just the Orioles. Like, okay, we've got, what's our weak pitching-wise? Got a weakness here. They're perusing the tradable, fall-out-of-contention-level performers. Mike Elias has always been about controllable players. So I guarantee you, they're already looking at possible options, where the Orioles have the advantage. They've got a lot to work with in regards to their deep farm system. And Jackson Holliday is going to be fine. And the thing is, when we talked about it last week when he got called up, people overreacting. He doesn't have to be the same. He's batting ninth, like when Manny Machado came up at 12th. You're batting ninth. Play good defense at third. That's why you're here. Anything we get out of you offensively is going to be a plus. And then we saw him blossom into a $400 million player, you know, with other teams, but it is what it is. Jackson Holliday didn't have to come up here. They lead the American League or majors in homers, and he hasn't hit one yet. They lead the American League in runs scored, and he scored, what, two, maybe three? You don't need to be the guy. Are you overmatched offensively right now? The numbers speak for themselves. Just don't kill us defensively. When you do get on base, exhibit the wheels that we saw the other day. The hits are going to come. I mean, right now the K versus walk rate is astronomical against him, which is not what he was in the minor leagues. But I'm not sweating it because he wasn't brought up to be the savior. He's just part of the party. Hey, you're welcome to the party, man. Just don't throw up on my couch. And right now, he's doing what he's got to do. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. We got news from the Nest. We're going to count some money, hopefully, 12:15, buy or sell. More draft profiles coming your way. Phone calls and the fun house in the 12 o'clock hour. Orioles are off today. NFL draft, believe it or not, it's a week from tonight.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.